Universities Australia says a funding freeze is partly to blame for Australian tertiary institutions losing ground in this year's International Times Higher Education ranking list. 35 Australian universities made the cut, but six of them have fallen down the rankings. It's not all bad news, though, with Sydney's University of Technology making it into the top 200 for the first time. Sarah Maunder has our report.
Those in charge of the University of Technology in Sydney might be chuffed at today's news, but life goes on for some of the students.
I did look at rankings, but it wasn't a major decision on why I chose UTS. But at the end of the day, I chose UTS because of its campus location.
For the first time ever, UTS has broken into the top 200 of the Times Higher Education World University Rankings. It's landed at 196. And the acting Vice Chancellor, Professor Andrew Parfitt, says it's a significant achievement for a university celebrating its 30th year.
It's a real tribute to the work of our staff in research and in education over a number of years.
Why do you think it's finally got into that top spot in the top 200?
We've been working really closely with industry and partners, growing our research activities in collaborations internationally, and focusing on the real quality of the student experience and delivering graduates and that singular focus on our key stakeholders, I think, has been reflected in and being noticed in the rankings.
Some students at UTS are pleasantly surprised.
Really, really impressed, honestly, considering yet again how new it is. Like, they've really ranked up quite fast.
I think it's a well-deserved place because the level of education is quite the same than my home university, the management center in Innsbruck. And so I think it's actually fair that they deserve such a place.
I mean, in the end, it's good to know that you're coming out of a university that's got quality education. It's being actually recognised, so it's good for the workplace in the future.
I think the uni's really forward-thinking and the results show that.
Oxford University in the United Kingdom took the top spot, while the highest-placed Australian institution is the University of Melbourne at number 32. But out of the 35 Australian universities on the list, six lost ground, including the University of New South Wales. It fell 11 places to number 96. The University of WA dropped 23 spots to 134. And it's a worrying trend, according to Universities Australia. Chief Executive Katrina Jackson.
Look, with 13 performance indicators and hundreds of data points going into the way these rankings are constructed, it's very difficult to explain exactly what might have affected little point changes in six individual institutions. But what is absolutely true is continual financial pressure.
In a statement, the Minister for Education, Dan Tehan, says funding to universities is at a record high, with Commonwealth expenditure at an estimated $17.6 billion in 2018, and taxpayer funding for universities has grown at twice the rate of the economy since 2009. But Katrina Jackson says some of the ranking results are a concern.
So just before Christmas, the government announced what is effectively the end of the demand-driven system. So that's the uncapped system of student places. So they froze the number of places. That has made things very difficult for universities. Right now, every single university around the country is looking at the numbers and working out how it is they can afford to offer places to students who are just as good as students who got into places at 2006, but under the new funding regime will not get a place.
But Education Minister Dan Tehan says there have been no cuts to university funding and that over the next 4 years, the education and training portfolio will provide $12 billion for research and development.
Sarah Maunder with that report and additional reporting from Sandra Seagian.